Hello and welcome to Oxcast. I'm Patrick Bell.
And I'm Alwyn Collinson.
And we are coming to you on Wednesday the 28th of November 2012. There's a lot of stuff on this week. Alwyn, I believe you know something about a local production of a much-loved musical.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's on at the New Theatre this week. It's Oxford's own Operatic Society, who are obviously excellent, and they are performing Disney's Beauty and the Beast, which is also, you know, pretty fun. I enjoyed the film. It features all of the songs and characters from the film performed by Oxford's, one of Oxford's best amateur companies, I would say. I saw them do My Fair Lady a little while ago. Thought they were absolutely smashing. I expect them to do the same with this. That's on until Saturday this week.
Fantastic. I remember the film being re-released, the original Disney one, must be about 15 years ago, and it was, yes, very good, so one for many generations.
I hate to tell you this, but the actual original film came out 20 years ago.
Thank you, yes. I was.
How old are you feeling now?
I'm older? 5 years older than I was 20 years ago. it's all about the wisdom. Speaking of classics, something that was big in the 90s, Harry Hill is in Oxford this week with a brand new show. Yeah. So you may remember him from his TV Burp and other things on the box. He's won various awards, BAFTA and Perrier Comedy Awards, and he's also been doing some adverts for Pickle on the TV.
Yes, those Branston ones. Well, however you know him, what can we see him in?
You can see him in his new show. It's called Experiments in Entertainment. Mm. It's his first live tour in 6 years, so presumably a lot of fresh material. Yeah. You have to hope.
fingers crossed.
I really can't comment on that. I've never done stand-up. What do I know? so you can see what everyone's been missing, and that's on Thursday and Friday at 7:30, and that's in the North Wall Arts Centre, which, if you haven't been, is a very nice venue. It's in an old swimming pool in St Edward's School. It's on South Parade, and that's in Summertown, bizarrely further north than North Parade, but that's Oxford for you, and it's a really nice sort of cosy venue, and it's got a good acoustic.
Absolutely, so at least two reasons to go and see him.
Yeah, precisely. Brilliant. What else can we do this week?
Well, Christmas is coming, of course, and like a worrying rash preceding a trip to the doctor, Christmas is preceded by pantomimes. The Oxford Playhouse is going to kick things off this season with the traditional, well-loved story of Dick Whittington and his cat. So you can cheer the heroes, boo the villains, and shout, "He's behind you," from this Friday. And, of course, that will run right up to and after Christmas itself.
I believe there are quite a lot of performances of that.
There are going to be lots of performances and lots of pantomimes.
And lots of different prices, depending on whether it's a kind of high, there's a sort of high, low and medium season for the pantomime season itself, and also matinees versus evening, that there are differences. So do check their website or
good
in the
tip.
Box office.
Something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, to get your prices
down. I have to say, I hate pantomime personally, but I don't want to poison the well. What do you think, bloke?
I think that it's something I'd like to like. I think probably if you had kids, it would probably be more fun. Yeah, I feel a bit kind of snooty when I find it uncomfortable, some of the kind of obvious "he's behind you" jokes. But actually, it's probably quite funny, and it's probably just me being miserable. So
yeah,
it's something I'd like to cultivate myself to like.
There we go. I'm like Scrooge, and you're like the Scrooge who wakes up on the morning after, and he's, you know, seen the error of his ways.
Has a massive hangover.
Exactly.
Something else for supporters of the local community, which I trust everyone is. Yeah. It's a very nice community. I think. It's a gig. The Cali Road Carnival was cancelled last summer due to the Olympic torch celebration, but it will rise from the ashes like a phoenix, and there is a sneak preview of what's going to happen there coming up on this Friday. So that's at the O2 Academy, which is on Cowley Road, and it's hosting Jus Vert. There is a showcase of local bands. They're all raising money for the carnival, so it's a very good cause. And it'll be featuring various Oxford independent favourites like the Skylark in Sound System and Secret Rivals and many, many more. And that's at 7 p.m. on Friday.
Fantastic. I'm really glad you pronounced that one, because I probably would have called it Jubert.
But I might be wrong.
All right, well,
you have to go to find out.
Let's move outside of Oxford for now. Or elsewhere in the county. If you want something to laugh about this weekend, I would recommend heading to the Cornerstone Arts Centre in Didcot. There is a sketch comedy group who are called Pappies, and they were called the funniest sketch comedians at the Fringe this year, and they are performing their new show, which is misleadingly entitled Last Show Ever. Well, I saw it at the Edinburgh Fringe this year, so clearly it wasn't, but it was hilarious, and I'm absolutely serious. It's anarchic, fast-paced, it's got jokes, songs, terrible, really terrible, horrible puns, and they all keep coming so quickly that you just never stop laughing. It's hugely recommended, and they're actually just been commissioned for a BBC Three sketch comedy series. So I would see them while you can, because shortly they are going to be the big time. I think they are going to be amazing.
So they're going to get more popular and more expensive.
Absolutely.
Get them while it's new.
Exactly. Yeah, sneak cool. preview of the big comedy hits of 2013. You heard it here first, people.
Fantastic. Thank you, Alwyn. Well, that's the end of our very quick roundup of this coming week's events. Don't forget, you can see a lot more on dailyinfo.co.uk. If you have a mobile phone, do point your mobile web browser to the www.dailyinfo.co.uk.
Very well designed, that, I think. I was impressed by it. Who did we have build that one again?
I was some kind of a programmer. I can't possibly think who might be a programmer and a podcast producer. Anyway, do have a look at it. And if you have any feedback about anything about the site, mobile or otherwise, do get in touch either through Twitter at @DailyInfoOxford, through Facebook dailyinfo.oxford, or through our email info@dailyinfo.co.uk. We hope you have a great week.
Yeah, I've been Patrick Bell. I've been Alwyn Collinson.
We'll see you, or indeed talk to you, next week.